Baxter Regional Medical Center Studio, this is KTLO FM 97.9 in Mountain Home on Suddenlink Channel 5 and around the world on KTLO.com.
Pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? The story is true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, it just won't stall.
30 degrees here at the Baxter Regional Medical Center studio. Good morning, everyone. It is 5 minutes past 8 o'clock here at KTLO. And we welcome you to another edition of Jack the Car Guy. I'm Matt Sharp here in the studio, and Jack is once again coming to us from his Never Done Garage. Good morning, Jack.
Good car guy. What a beautiful full moon morning. Huh? Were you up at 5 a.m. this morning?
Something like that.
Well, I was, and that moon was beautiful. Now, at 25 degrees, it didn't take me long to look at it, I can tell you that. I looked at it and come right back in the house. But it was beautiful. I don't know if it's going to be full moon again. I'm sure it is again tonight. I won't go away on it. Anyway, it was cool. Speaking of cool, Rick Steiner's here like an old lady. Got a lap blanket that he plugged into my electricity, trying to keep his little legs cold. I think he's tender, huh, John?
I'm still puzzled.
You know, he's got, you know, Ike is outside there, bless his heart. He's got him in jail. Since Ike got his new leg, you can't contain him. He runs like the wind, and then he goes over in that field and rolls and stuff. He tried to clean him last week. It was funny. Anyway, John, Rick, Miss Pam, and Ike are here this morning. Poor old Karsten, he's up in the northeast dodging that snowstorm, trying to... Oh, yeah, Ike's knocking on the door, and now he's barking. I guess we need to let him in. I thought he was in jail.
You know, I'm thinking you might need to change the name of this place.
What's that?
Almost done.
Yeah, I'm really working on it.
A lot of progress.
I tell you, I have cleaned some more, John. You saw that bench this morning?
Saw that shelf.
Oh, I built a beautiful shelf. I went over to my friend Stacy's house, and, anyway, look on the KTLO website, and you'll see a picture of this beautiful constructed shelf with antique metal coffee can of all makes full of nuts, bolts, and washers. You can't get more organized than that.
You know which ones are what?
No. I just pull them down and look in them. I'm not that organized. Anyway, I went over there real early yesterday morning. And Stacy, if anybody knows my friend Stacy, he makes these elaborate cabinets, beautiful. And he makes violins, and he can make anything he can. But when you go over there at 7 o'clock in the morning with some old scabbed-up tube of sixes and say you want to make a cabinet, he gets a little testy. He threw my wood away. He was burning it in his fireplace last time.
Probably
I
getting tired of pulling the nails out of it.
And he decided to... I had a little picture drawn with dimensions. He wadded that up and threw it on the ground. And he made a fine-looking little shelf. Thank you, Stacy. I do appreciate it. I'm taking credit for designing it. I don't care what he says. But anyway, it's on the site if you want to look at it. New shelf. Oh, you remember that lady that called us guys that couldn't get her key out of the ignition and her car wouldn't start? She sent me a letter, a regular written-out letter, and it was nice. It was very informative. Her name was Stacy. And she said, she thanked us, and she said, sure enough, with enough jiggling, pushing, and pressure just right and turn that she's able to get that key in and out. And so she took our advice, and now she jiggles the wheel like and turns the key, and she can get it in and out. And then she followed up and took battery cables, cleaned them, replaced some of the ends, and now it's starting. Charged the battery, of course. So I guess we helped her a little bit. And I appreciated that.
Kind of like what you're doing with that extension cord.
Yeah, I'm rebuilding an extension cord. Rick was ugly this morning. He told me I'd spent $70 worth of labor on a $2 cord. It's my labor. I can do what I want with it. he's awful critical. He's not going to get any of those pecan pancakes this morning if he's not nice. She's up there making fried egg, bacon, and pecan pancakes.
Mm-mm. In honor of Speed Week?
In honor of Speed Week. Thank you for that segue. That's the only good thing you said all morning. This is a racing day. Ah! The ARCA race will be on Fox Sports 1 today. That'll be at 3:30, by the way. So, and then they're going to have practice for Cup, so you'll get to see the real cars out there, see who's running well and what's going on. And that'll be, I think it starts like 10 o'clock, and then they have it like 10, noon, and I don't know.
Now, are they starting the new cars?
No. No, that'll be next year.
Okay.
They're running their regular old cars this time. And NHRA, the drag racing series, started with the qualifying yesterday, had their first round of qualifying, and had a few mishaps, but it's the first race of the season, so that's to be expected. And Steve Torrence, the reigning Top Fuel champion, didn't show up. Any of the Capco cars didn't show up. And two other teams, and I'm not quite sure what's going on there. I haven't heard. I can't find anything. There's something going on. Either I don't know what it is. NHRA and some of the teams must be quarreling. There's something. I'll find out. We'll find out. I'll call my Goodyear guy that's there. He'll know. He'll hear the gossip. So anyway, they're going to be they'll be having the second round of qualifying. I think it's at 6 o'clock our time today. So we got some racing. You know, I love it. There's some burnout, smoke, noise. Whew, I'm getting excited already. Matt, why don't you tell us about the weather? Is it going to stay beautiful? It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today.
Well, it's going to be pretty nice today, but rain is supposed to return before the weekend is over. Yep. Today it'll be sunny, highs near 47 degrees. Tonight, increasingly cloudy. Lows will be near 36. And then on Sunday, it will be warmer, but mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain, highs near 55 degrees. Sunday night, 90% chance of showers, lows will be near 35. And then mostly cloudy on Monday, chance of precipitation at 20%, highs near 46 degrees. Looks like we'll continue to have a small chance of rain, and actually there's a slight chance of light snow Tuesday morning as well. And then rain chances will get back up to about 60%. Come Wednesday before they try to taper off later on this coming work week. Currently, the Taylor Hearing Center color weather radar is showing no precipitation in the Twin Lakes area. At last check, Norfolk Dam was running 2 units with lake levels at 558.79. Bull Shoals was running 6 at 667.27. Our high yesterday was 47. Our low was 22. And we're still at 30 degrees right now? Okay, we are at 30 degrees. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, we'd love to hear from you. The number to call is 425-5522 or toll-free 888-884-0364. And you can also send in your questions and your comments by email to carguy@ktlo.com. So we'll take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. It is now 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is pleased to announce they are once again offering the cardiac calcium screenings for only $99. Appointments are available now for this hour-long screening that includes blood work, an electrocardiogram, vascular screening, a heart CT scan, and other necessary tests to evaluate your risk for heart disease. Don't wait. Call Baxter Regional Medical Center at 870-508-7000 to schedule your cardiac calcium screening today. That's 870-508-7000.
In our fishing tournament update, Rodney Shockey and Don Parkins won the final regular installment of the Winter Bassathon at Panther Bay Marina on Lake Norfolk after catching 5 fish weighing just under 17 pounds, and they also caught the big bass of the day at over 5 pounds. Their total winnings were $1,780. All that's left is a championship event scheduled for Saturday, February 29th at Bull Shoals Lake Boat Dock. For further details, call 417-546-0379 or go online to winterbassathon.com. The winter division of the Joe Bass Team Trail will return to Buck Creek Marina on Bull Shoals Lake this coming Saturday. For more information, contact Rusty Darnell at 417-838-0366 or go to joebassteamtrail.com. Our fishing tournament update is brought to you by Binks Legendary Guide Service and Binks Spoons, Harp Sporting Goods, the Sons of Confederate Veterans Mountain Home Camp, Perfect Catch Marine and Sports, and Ideal RV Center.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 3838 when applying. Avant.com, code 3838. That's Avant.com, code 3838.
Okay, we're back. Do you guys remember when the first seat belts were mandatory?
I know who invented them.
Who?
Volvo.
Did they? Volvo? I didn't know that.
Mr. Volvo.
Do you guys know when they were mandatory in the United States?
64.
That's close. But no. Good answer, but no. 1960. 1968 was the year that the Federal Highway Safety Commission mandated that all cars manufactured in the United States had seat belts installed, 1968. Now, here's the deal. People think that that didn't live through that period. Assume that that's when everybody had to start putting them on or get a ticket.
No.
Wrong. It was up to the states. And do you know that Arkansas didn't have a mandatory seatbelt law until 1991?
Yep.
No, 1991, there was not a mandatory. And we weren't out of the ordinary. A lot of the states implemented it after we did, and most didn't even start making it mandatory until the late 80s.
Well, they didn't start enforcing it until a lot later.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The federal government tied things like that to highway funding.
Yes.
And that's when all the states got in line.
That's exactly right.
Yep. I can tell you one more thing about 1968, though.
Yeah.
That's when those little side marker lights and those corner lights, that's when those came out. Because my mom bought a 1968 car, and that was the first year it had those.
That's right. Good, Rick. Very good.
Wow, 1991. I guess I was about 10 years old at that time.
Yeah. Isn't that something, though?
Yeah.
That long before it was a law, and then John is correct. It was a lot longer after that before they started enforcing that law and writing tickets. So I remember the first seatbelt I installed seatbelts in an old Chevy I had in 1964 because they wouldn't let me run at the racetrack anymore if I didn't have lap belts. Like those lap belts were really going to do anything. But NHRA in those days...
You bolted them to the floor pan with quarter-inch bolts.
John, it's the truth. I didn't even put
good
washers. And they just looked at you had them. If I'd have had a wreck, they'd have popped out of there faster than me.
You remember the shoulder belt used to be separate, and you had to attach it, and it clipped up in the roof. Nobody ever took those down.
That 71 Plymouth over there, that one we brought brand new that we still have, those seat belts have never been unclicked from that, and they are still up there. You are absolutely right. The shoulder harness was not incorporated in the lap belt. You had a third belt that came up out of the seat, and you took that thing down and put it across you, and it was not adjustable. It either hit you right square in the throat, or, I remember a cottage industry that sprang up after the mandated seatbelt. J.C. Whitney must have had 2 pages of things that you could bypass the buzzer and the light in the seatbelt.
I had a 1993 car that I bought brand new, and it had one of those stupid shoulder belts that was in a track. And when you closed the door, it zipped around.
Yes.
And then if you bent over and opened the door, it like strapped your head to the steering wheel. It's crazy.
Yeah, they weren't effective. If you ever had one of those across you that was from a roof pillar and you had to stop, that choke you to death. They came up your chest, and it was not good. But they were trying. We've come a long ways in the I like the passive restraints we have now.
They put those seatbelts in because those were cheaper than airbags. And either the law said you had to have either an airbag or an electric seatbelt, like an automatic seatbelt.
Well, I'm glad they perfected. As far as they perfected the airbags, but Takata, you might argue with that.
Well, they're guaranteed to go off.
Yeah, they'll go off. Okay, so seatbelt talk. All right. Oh, did you read? Now this is real. This is in the Wall Street Journal, so it's not. There's not many magazines and rags that I believe, but I believe what the Wall Street Journal says most of the time because it's driven by money. But Britain plans to ban the sale of all gas and diesel cars by 2035 in all of Britain. Now, how can they do that? That country of all countries is more dependent on oil. I don't know if it's elections. I don't know if it's politics. I don't know if it's just windbag. They better build some more power plants. That's all I can tell them. And they'll probably build coal-fired power plants to do away with the gas and diesel engines. But that's what they said. 2035, that's not that far away.
No.
That's only 15 years.
I think I'm going to buy stock in a bicycle company.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. I think I'm going to go into the import-export business because there's going to be a bunch of cars being shipped out of Great Britain, mm-hmm. buying cars.
With asbestos. All yours are going to have asbestos.
Yeah.
Well, Australia somebody wrote a ticket for somebody using a phone riding a horse because they didn't have a hands-free device.
Is that right?
I read that on the news.
The world's getting crazier and crazier. Speaking of crazier and crazier, now this just makes my mind spin. This is the truth, too. This isn't a made-up story by Jack. Tesla, their stock, is like a rocket. I'm going to read this as a quote. Tesla is now more valuable than Ford, GM, and Fiat combined. Their total stock value, it doesn't mean they're a more valuable company, but their stock total is worth more than Ford, GM, and Fiat. Never mind that Ford, GM, and Fiat make more vehicles and sell them in 2 weeks than Tesla does in a year. And Tesla hasn't made a profit since they've been in business. Wasn't this the company that just two or three short months ago there was talk about bankruptcy? Maybe it's the beautiful pickup. I'll bet it was that pickup with the bulletproof glass that put them over the top.
You know, since we mentioned their stock on the Jack the Car Guy show,
that's it.
Yeah, it went from it. 650 to 978, 23% in one day.
That's it, right yeah. there.
I think we need to get our Series 7.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't come down like this SpaceX booster.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, but right on target.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, that's just another, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
Oh, listener Steve sent me an email, and you might... this is good news. He told me that Redbox, the place where you rent videos, is going to have the movie Ford versus Ferrari next week. So if you didn't get to see it at the big screen, it's a movie worth seeing, and I guess you can get it at Redbox. And I don't know. What do they charge? Do you know, John? Or you guys know?
A dollar. It's not much.
So you can, if you want to watch it, Redbox is going to have it. Thanks, Steve, for keeping us up to date.
Good movie.
Good movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Oh, here, I got a couple ads that I cut out of this little magazine that I get from my peeps in California. It's a buy and sell trade magazine. They still print it in paper, by the way. And I was reading these, and a couple of these just made me laugh out loud, and I wanted to share them with you. Now listen to this one. Chrysler Hemi 331 engine. That sounds good. Everybody wants a Hemi, an old one. Hear it run, new water point. New water pump, points, plugs, fuel pump. It comes with a car. And it goes on to say, 53 New Yorker, black four-door sedan. And he wants $1,000 for it. But he's selling this old car. But he's throwing the car in if you buy the motor.
Buy the motor.
So I thought that was funny. And then, now listen to this one. This is great. Custom truck. Then he goes on to describe this custom truck. 70 Camaro front end, 98 Ford Ranger rear end, power steering and brakes, Chevy inline six with a power glide transmission, that's the motor, 41 Pontiac grille, 41 Plymouth front fenders. Are you envisioning this thing? 52 Chevy bed and rear fenders, and a 37 Chevy hood. Pictures upon request. Does that make you want to call that guy?
Yeah, he worked on the line right next to Johnny Cash.
Yeah, one piece at a time. Can you imagine how ugly that is? Oh, well, I guess there's somebody for everything, huh? Listed on Craigslist. Matt, why don't we get our next break in here, buddy?
All right. We'll be back with more in just a moment. It is 28 past 8 o'clock. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
Don't spend your lunch break in a drive-thru line. Make lunchtime pizza time. Pizza Hut has what you want and what you need with their lunch buffet every weekday between 10:30 and 1:30. Nothing says freedom like Pizza Hut's lunch buffet. So help yourself to their massive range of pizza, pasta, and salad for just $6.99. Take back control over your lunch. Visit Pizza Hut in Mountain Home for their lunch buffet and all your pizza needs, because no one out-pizzas the Hut.
Want to get in on the fun of the lottery and get a great deal? Just say, gimme five, and ask for the $5 bundle from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. For $5, you get a $3 Powerball ticket, a $2 Mega Millions ticket, and a free Natural State jackpot ticket. It's an easy way to play all three games and get a shot at life-changing jackpots. Say, gimme five for your $5 bundle today. With quick picks only, offer ends February 29th. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Hi, this is Vicki Garner of Gardening in the Ozarks. Listen in or give me a call Saturday mornings from 10 till 11 for helpful gardening tips and more. That's Gardening in the Ozarks Saturday mornings from 10 till 11 on KTLO 97.9 FM, sponsored by Carl Wayne's Nurseries.
Losing a pet is heartbreaking. Let us help you find yours with the Pet Rescue. KTLO.com/Pet Rescue shows lost and found pets in the area, even those looking for a good home. Call 425-3101 and they'll be added to the KTLO.com/Pet Rescue.
Today on Hey Culligan, softer equals better. Here's a tweet from at Itchy in Idaho. Hey Culligan, my laundry is so scratchy, I just cut myself on a cable knit sweater. Any suggestions? Hashtag send help. Hey, at Itchy in Idaho, yes, the Culligan High Efficiency Water Softener will make that thing so soft it'll go from cable knit to cable knot. Itchy. Hashtag soft laundry. Hashtag already on the way. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at heyculligan.com.
O'Reilly. It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Earn double points on all sale items like wiper blades, motor oil, tools, and more. Are your wiper blades streaking, chattering, or skipping? Save $8 per pair on Bosch Icon wiper blades, plus earn double O'Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.